What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, as we do every Friday morning, we've been doing it all the way since Labor Day, we check in live with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles are in New Orleans, ready for a huge matchup for Super Bowl 59 in the Superdome on Sunday. At this time, we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we say, good morning, Mitch!
Good morning, Theodore. Yes, good morning from the Crescent City, the Big Easy, and the site of Super Bowl 59. And not only since Labor Day, but back to July 29th when we started our training camp reports. This has been a long march, my friend, on the heels of a long march. The Chiefs the last 2 years have had the shortest off seasons in NFL history, and they keep right on churning. And here we are now, in the words of the great sage of our time, Lady Gaga, on the edge of glory.
Yeah, and that's
Steve's favorite artist. You know, he travels
right,
around
it. And as we talk about, we've talked about it many times before, this is just such a golden age, and just to appreciate every second of this entire process.
Yankees of the 1950s, Packers of the 60s, early 60s, you Cowboys of the 90s, kind of 70s, Steelers of the 70s, Raiders, Niners of the 80s, that's where we're at. It's us and this team. And more postseason wins in a seven-year span than any team in NFL history. And yet no team has ever done what the Chiefs are going to try to do on Sunday night. And it's just when you back up and just take a breath and think, man, it's right here and it's us. It's amazing. You say a prayer of thanks, but you also realize just what we're living right now, whether you live in Wichita, Kingman, Arlington, Kansas, or Smith Center.
Can you give us a characterization of how the week has been since we spoke to you last Friday? How have things gone with the transition into New Orleans and just 2 days away?
Well, personally, this is only my 39th show that I've done, and the BBC is trying to track me down that would make it an even 40. So if that gives you – I have MHS right now, which is mushy head syndrome.
Yeah.
When you spend time at the media center, a.k.a. Radio Row, it'll make your head mushy, particularly when you're ready to go down and fight everybody that's there about this stupid false narrative about officiating. But it has been a really good transition. New Orleans is different than the other experiences that we have had. Now, throw out Tampa and the COVID year, Super Bowl 55. That's just an outlier. That didn't even feel like a Super Bowl. But the other ones, kind of spacious, room to kind of spread out. And the positives of New Orleans is the proximity of everything, whether it's the practice facility at Tulane or Superdome, where fans are going to walk to the game, about a mile walk, but they want them to walk because it's so congested. And then hotel, it's a mile and a half walk to Radio Row from our hotel. The other side of this, though, is the amenities. Now, the food's awesome, as you know, but the amenities, not so much. Like, this is not the same. And security is at an all-time high. Every block, I'm not kidding you, we are actually one block away, Ted, sadly enough, we are one block away from Canal and Bourbon's intersection where the Sugar Bowl tragedy happened. And it's just awful. But every block, there are National Guardsmen or police from all over the nation that have come here to help New Orleans with M4s. We have an armored car parked outside our hotel.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's just leave it at that. So it's kind of a plus minus that this is a historic city, a great food, but otherwise the amenities are different than Scottsdale or Las Vegas or Miami.
These teams have found their fates intertwined in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and there's a lot of connections between these two franchises as once again they shoot for the top prize on Sunday.
The biggest is Andy Reid is the winningest coach for both these franchises.
Yeah.
The only coach to do that. And 100 wins with each franchise, 130 with them, 143 with us, 10 playoff wins with them, 19 or 18 with us. But there's more than that. Like the infrastructure, most of the Andy-ness that he brought was Eagle refugees, including Brett Veach, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy. But there's others. Matt Nagy was head coach of the Chicago Bears. His defensive coordinator was Vic Fangio, who's now the defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, yes, this is you might as well have a City League game, and it's East High taking on Northwest. I mean, that's kind of what we got here, where most of the players on the floor are related. So, that does bring a lot of intrigue to this game.
And with getting there 3 years in a row and more even beyond that for a few years, the infrastructure for preparing for a Super Bowl, I'm sure, is nicely in place for the Chiefs franchise.
Yeah, Andy brought that to us when we went all the way back in 2019. He had gone with the Eagles, and so he knew how to lay of the land. And the Eagles were here just 2 years ago, so they know. But this thing can sweep you away. I can't even accurately describe how crazy it is during Super Bowl week. It's really the Olympic Games. I told you guys that last week. But you have to be grounded and structured, and you have to be careful, especially in this city. The guys have had dinner on their own. This is Friday. They had dinner on their own Wednesday and Thursday nights. Well, man, you got to be careful where you go. But this Chiefs team, it has set it apart, Ted, and I've said it over and over, that it's the most mentally and emotionally mature team I've ever been around. The younger guys, the class of 22, undefeated in the playoffs, they're just mature. They handle it. They're going to have a good time, but they're not going to be stupid. And so, and they lead, and they're tough, and that's the reason we're in this game. And people don't want to talk about it nationally. They want to talk about refs. And so there's just a lot of storylines here. Let me give you another storyline no one's really talking about, and I think it could give the Chiefs the edge in this game. Otherwise, it looks like even Steven game. DeAndre Hopkins is getting a chance to do something he never thought he would do. 12 years, hadn't even won a divisional playoff game. You saw his post, or if you haven't, try to find him. He's been very reflective this week. And this is a dream come true, but he has told the team, you guys allowed me to have this dream. The rest of our guys have said, we wouldn't be in this game without you. It's this two-way conduit that DeAndre Hopkins would do anything to win this game. Mm-hmm. Same with Kareem Hunt. Dismissed in 2018. Didn't think he'd get this chance. He watched his buddies, his classmates of the class of 2017, including Pat Mahomes, win three Super Bowl rings. He wasn't a part of any of it. Now he has this chance. He talked to the team yesterday. D-Hop talked to the team the day before. I talked to both of them. I got to walk out with the team on the opening ceremonies Monday night. And I talked to both of them one-on-one and said, I'm so excited you get this chance. But they both looked at me and said, you guys have all embraced us. You've all given us this opportunity. We're going to do everything we can to win this game. And to me, that is an edge, because for those two veterans who have a chance, they're going to touch the ball a lot. It could just push the Chiefs over the limit and get this win, because there is a real strength to that that's going both ways, from our guys to them and from them to our guys.
And the other big story, have you seen anybody rich and famous in your days in New Orleans yet?
Oh, man, where do we start? Radio Rose, people just pop up. Excuse me. Where do I start? I don't know. As far as actors and actresses, and that'll be kind of today and tomorrow they'll come in. But, okay. I mean, sports figures, you know, you're like Willie Mays, like, I thought you passed. Like, no, I'm here. Like, wow, okay, cool. Like, so they just pop up out of nowhere. I mean, this game attracts everybody. So, yeah, the rich and famous are coming in. Now, the president, does he count? Because he's coming in. So the security, which is at an all-time high, will go up to, like, Mach 10
right.
When he rolls into town. But, I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Super Bowl 59, the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Superdome in New Orleans, Sunday, 5:30 p.m. kickoff, of course. And we've got Chiefs pregame and postgame coverage for you right here on your Wichita radio, the home of the Chiefs, on Sunday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. For the final time this season, we must ask Mitch Holtis, how does this matchup in the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs New Orleans style Tulane Stadium, not there anymore, update.
And I love the recorded Steve Howes. Those are so great. because now people, when I go to Wichita and visit family, they're going, how? Like, okay. So here we are. This one is take your, Steve's not there, and you've got a full head of hair, but just take it and slap your forehead, because we're going jumpy gathers on this one.
Okay.
We've done it down through the years. We've done this show for 30 years, and the jumpy deserves something, because why? Coming out of Wichita State, he was drafted by the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And he played 6 years for the Saints in this city in which I am located right now. But what's kind of underrated about Jumpy, we know about his move, the jackhammer, whatever they called it, but a two-time Super Bowl champ, two times. But his play against the Buffalo Bills in, I think it was Super Bowl 26, if I'm not mistaken, going back, where they dominated the Bills. They played for Washington then. He had moved from New Orleans to Washington. But he had a big sack in that game. In fact, they sacked Kelly five times in Washington and just completely just obliterated him. But Jumpy was a big part of that. Didn't start the game, but they would rotate him in, and then he would just mow down everybody. That's a good Buffalo offensive line. But his sack, I almost put it on social just so people could find it on my X/Twitter page, is pretty cool. Right at the 50-yard line. The Bills were driving. Well, not with Jumpy. He's going to go in there and destroy Jim Kelly, and Washington will win the game, and Jumpy two Super Bowl rings. But his sack, very timely of Jim Kelly, was maybe the biggest moment, by any shocker, in Super Bowl history. So tip of the cap, Jumpy. We get you on here about once or twice a year, but for sure with the Super Bowl in New Orleans, you deserve this moment. So a tip of the cap to Jumpy Gathers and his sack in Super Bowl 26.
Well, you said the key words, this moment, and the Chiefs have another chance to have another great moment on Sunday with the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and the Eagles. Mitch, we appreciate your time. Have a great call on Sunday.
Ted, it will be the biggest moment. The biggest moment, because it'll transcend the NFL.
Yep.
It will be American sport history. Let's go and let's do this.
There's nothing more to say than thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
There he goes. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We have him every Friday morning, courtesy of American Ag Credit. And it's another great Friday with Mitch. And the Super Bowl is 2 days away here on KNSS.